ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್ ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ದಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕನ್ವೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜಗನ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ. And this important message is to be conveyed by the method of Adhyaropa and Apavada. We saw that in the last webinar. Technically, it means superimposition and then negation. And for this purpose, Brahman is presented as the Karanam. And the whole world is presented as the Karyam. And this itself is done in three stages. First, the Sukshma Bhuta Srishti, the creation of the three subtle elements was discussed. Then the Sthula Bhuta Srishti, creation of the three gross elements. And then Bhautika Srishti, creation of the universe out of these three gross elements. So these were the three topics. And even though the Upanishad talks about three elements, mentally we should understand it is three elements is equal to five elements. And after introducing the Bhuta Bhautika Srishti, the Upanishad uses its famous expression Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. So this sentence we should remember, and its significance also should be noted all the time. The word Vikaraha means a product, a karyam. A karyam is nothing but Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. Karyam is just only a name that we use. But there is no corresponding substance at all. It is non-substantial. And since it is non-substantial, it does not have an independent existence of its own. All these things we know. I am just only refreshing. Therefore, it is mithya. So the final conclusion is what? Every product is mithya, and Brahman, the ultimate karanam alone, is non-product, and therefore Brahman, the non-product alone, is satyam. That means what? The entire universe is mithya. So this is the development that we have been seeing in the last webinar. So after this Sthula Sukshma Bhuta Srishti, the Upanishad discusses the creation in two stages. First, it points out that the external universe is made up of elements and so is mithya. And to indicate the elements, it referred to the three colors, namely the Rohita Varnam, Shukla Varnam and Krishna Varnam. This expression Rohita, Shukla, this Krishnam, that means Bhuta Trayam, the three elements. And Bhuta Trayam Karanam, that is Satyam, the universe is mithya being product. And then the Bhuta Trayam is also Karyam, which is Mithya. And from that standpoint, Brahman alone is Satyam. So until section 4, the external universe was shown as Bhautika Prapancha. Now in this section, section 5, as well as in section 6 and 7, that is in three sections, the Upanishad wants to point out that our body is also Bhautikam. And when we say our body, both the Sthula Shariram as well as the Sukshma Shariram, they are also what? Bhautikam. Bhautikam means what? Bhutatraya. So Karyatvat Mithya, because they are Karyam. So for this purpose, the Upanishad points out the three elements which are available outside in the form of food that we consume, which gets divided into three components. And thus the three components in our system is the product of the Bhuta Trayam only, three elements which we consume in the form of annam or food. That is the topic we have entered into now. Let us see the mantra of section 5. Panchama Khandaha. అన్నమశితం త్రేధా విధీయతే తస్య యస్త్రవిష్టో ధాతుః తత్పురీషం భవతి యో మధ్యమస్తన్మాంసం యోనిష్టస్తన్మనః. సో అన్నమశితం త్రేధా విధీయతే, ది సాలిడ్ ఫుడ్ దట్ వి కన్స్యూమ్ గెట్స్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ కాంపోనెంట్స్ త్రేధా ఇన్ అవర్ బాడీ. అండ్ వెన్ వీ రీడ్ ద వర్డ్ అన్నం, వీ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇస్ వాట్ యాజ్ ది పృథివీ తత్వం, ది ఎర్త్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. సో వెన్ వీ కన్స్యూమ్ దాట్ ఇట్ విల్ గెట్ సబ్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ పోర్షన్స్ ద ఫుడ్, ది గ్రాస్ పోర్షన్, ద సటిల్ పోర్షన్ అండ్ ది సటిలర్ పోర్షన్. ది గ్రాస్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫుడ్ విల్ ఓన్లీ కేటర్ టు వాట్, టు ది టేస్ట్, అండ్ దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఇట్ విల్ గెట్ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇన్ టు వేస్ట్ అండ్ థ్రోన్ అవుట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ది ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ అన్నం అశితం, అశితం మీన్స్ కన్స్యూమ్డ్, ఈటన్. త్రేధా విధీయతే ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ పోర్షన్స్ అండ్ తస్య యహ త్రవిష్టో ధాతు, ది గ్రాస్ కాంపోనెంట్స్, ధాతు మీన్స్ కంపోనెంట్స్, కాన్స్టిట్యూయెంట్ ఎలిమెంట్స్, వీ కెన్ కాల్ ఎసెన్షియల్ ఇంగ్రీడియంట్స్, న్యూట్రియంట్స్. వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు దాట్? ధాతు పురీషం భవతి, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఓన్లీ వేస్ట్. పురీషం మీన్స్ మలం, వేస్ట్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్క్రీషన్, ఫీకల్ మ్యాటర్. పురీషం భవతి, దిస్ ఈస్ ద గ్రాస్ ప్రోడక్ట్. యహ మధ్యమః, మధ్యమః మీన్స్ ద సటిలర్ పార్ట్, సటిల్ పార్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫుడ్, విచ్ ద మెడికల్ పీపుల్ దే కాల్ యాజ్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ న్యూట్రియంట్స్ లైక్ ద కార్బోహైడ్రేట్స్, ది మినరల్స్, ది వైటమిన్స్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, విచ్ వీ డూ నాట్ ఫిజికలీ సీ విత్ అవర్ ఐస్, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ సైడ్. సో దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సటిల్, వీ కెనాట్ సీ ఇట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ. అండ్ వాట్ విల్ ఇట్ దట్ డూ? ఇట్ విల్ బి అబ్జార్బ్డ్ బై ది ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, ద స్థూల శరీరం, అండ్ దిస్ మధ్యమహ, ద మిడిల్ పోర్షన్. హియర్ ద మిడిల్ పోర్షన్ మీన్స్ ది సటిల్ పోర్షన్. తత్ మాంసం భవతి, దట్ వీ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది ఫ్లెష్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ, మాంసం. సో బై ఫ్లెష్ వీ మీన్ ఆల్ ది గ్రాస్ టాంజిబుల్ బాడీ లైక్ మసిల్స్, flesh, all of them. Of course, we are not saying bone here. We are going to mention it later. Then, yaha anishtaha tatmanaha. Anishtaha means still subtler part of the food, which the medical people do not know actually. They do not talk about. And which the yogic people alone talk about. And they call it what? The three gunas, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic part, which is not available for any medical analysis. So that subtler part contributes to what? Anishtaha. Subtlest of the three. Anishtaha is superlative degree of anuhu. Anuhu means subtle. Aniyan, subtler. And anishtaha, the subtlest one. That anishtaha manaha bhavati. That will determine the type of thoughts. Manaha here means refers to thoughts. They will decide whether our thoughts will be sattvic thoughts, rajasic thoughts or tamasic thoughts. And some of the vegetables, the scientists say, are very good for the physical body, blood purifier and all that. Like people glorify onion and garlic more than even God. Even Ishwara Stuti will lose out to onion and garlic Stuti. Not that our Shastras did not know their values, but they still banned it because they are good for the Stula Shariram, not good for the Sukshma Shariram. That is what the Shastras say. And why? They are supposed to produce rajasic and tamasic vrittis. They even tell actually a Puranic story of how onion and garlic came. Swamiji tells the story. It's only a story, we have to understand, and it conveys the message. The Rahu and Ketu during the Amrita Matana, at that time, what they did, they sat amidst the Devas and consumed Amritam when Mohini was serving them. By that time, Mohini knew that it was the wrong people who had come, who sat among the Devas. Therefore, what did she do? With that ladle, the spoon with which she was serving, she cut their head. That is how Rahu and Ketu got divided into two. One is the head portion, the another is the tail portion. The Amritam had gone up to their neck, and when it was cut, two drops of blood and also the phlegm of this Rakshasa fell down. blood, what is the color of blood? Blood is red, reddish color. And the phlegm is whitish color. And the Rakshasa's blood got converted into onion and the phlegm got converted into garlic, the story. But even though it is Rakshasa's blood and phlegm, Amritam portion got associated with that because he had taken half and so it has medicinal value. It has got associated with Amritam, therefore medicinal value. But even then it is what? The blood and phlegm of Rakshasas. And the Puranas say, you decide whether you like to consume or not. So from now on, people are going to remember the story only. That is why generally, we do not tell this story. But anyway, you know, today I just told because Swamiji also mentioned it. Therefore, they both have Rajasa Tamasa Vritti. Producing that, they have the capacity to produce such thoughts. So they say, avoid them. But when it is cooked as a medicine, for medicinal purposes, minimum amount required can be consumed. Whatever is medicine, that cannot be taken as regular food. Many times, you know, the cough syrup tastes very good, but one cannot drink it in a glass. Thus, the food influences the mind, also the vrittis. Continuing. Apapitaha tredhavidhiyante tasam yastavishto dhatuho tanmutram bhavati yo madhyamastallohitam yo nishtasa pranaha. So we have seen the three components of the prithivi tattvam when it is consumed as food, as annam. So when we consume the jala tattvam as the water, what happens? The Upanishad says, apaha pitaha, the waters that are drunk, that consumed, tredha vidiyante, is also divided into grass, subtle and subtler parts. Tasam yaha stavishto dhatuho, the grossest part of water, tan mutram bhavati, it becomes the urine. And yo madhyamaha, the subtler part of the water, tal lohitam bhavati, that becomes blood. Lohitam means here blood. Yaha anishtaha, the subtler part of water, saham pranaha bhavati, it becomes pranaha. That is why they have got water therapy and all that thing. It is supposed to protect lives. It is an important element in the body, water. Therefore, the Upanishad says, anishtaha pranaha bhavati. So, what we have to note here is what? Both the sthula shariram, the blood corresponding to sthula shariram and all that, and the pranaha corresponding to sukshma shariram, both are influenced by, or both are products of the prithivi tattvam and jala tattvam. Then what about the third item, agni tattvam, that is given in the next mantra? Let us read. Tejoshitam tredhavidhiyate tasya yastavishto dhatuho tadasthi bhavati yo madhyamasa majja yo nishtasa vak. So, prithivi tattvam and jala tattvam are over. Now, the agni tattvam is talked about here. So, tejaha ashitam. When the agni tattvam, the fire, ashitam, that is consumed. So, we have to be careful, not when agni is consumed. So, we say tejaha agni ashitam. Do we consume fire? We don't. So, only some magicians do here and there maybe. But we do not consume fire. Shankaracharya comments here. Fire stands for the oil, etc., which can catch fire. So, fire stands for oil and ghee, gritham. So, they are supposed to be tejas tattvam, oil, ghee, etc., when we are consumed. So, tredha vidiyate, it is divided again, apportioned into three portions. Tasyam stavishto dhatuho, the grass part of the oil, tas asti bhavati, tat asti bhavati, asti. Asti means bone here. He does not say waste here, only in the case of other two, it was waste. Here, the grass portion is what? Very useful, which is asti, which is the bone. Yeah, madhyamaha, the middle portion or subtle part, gets converted into majja. Majja means the bone marrow, which obtains within the bone. And yaha, anishtaha, the subtler part, oil or ghee, sa vagbhavati, that becomes the vak tattvam. Vak belongs to which part of the shariram? Sthula shariram or sukshma shariram? సూక్ష్మ శరీరం. దస్ వైల్ అస్థి అండ్ మజ్జ బిలాంగ్ టు స్థూల శరీరం, వాక్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు సూక్ష్మ శరీరం. బోత్ ఆర్ నరిష్డ్ బై ఆయిల్, ఘీ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. దట్ ఈస్ వై దే సే ఫర్ ది వైదికాస్ హూ డూ వేద పారాయణం అండ్ ఈవెన్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఇన్ పాఠశాలాస్ హూ స్టడీ వేదాస్ ఫర్ అవర్స్ దే రిసైట్ కన్స్యూమింగ్ ఘీ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఫర్ దెమ్ బికాస్ ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్ దేర్ జాబ్ వాస్ వాట్ ఓన్లీ ప్రిసర్వింగ్ అండ్ ప్రమోటింగ్ ద వేదిక్ చాంటింగ్ అండ్ అన్లెస్ దే డూ దాట్ రెగ్యులర్లీ ఇట్ కెనాట్ సర్వైవ్ ద సిస్టమ్ సో బై ప్రింటింగ్ బుక్స్ వేదాస్ కెనాట్ బి ప్రిసర్వ్డ్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి లెర్న్డ్ అండ్ రిసైటెడ్ దేర్ఫోర్ దే సే ఫర్ వైదికాస్ కన్స్యూమింగ్ ఘీ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వీ టాక్ అబౌట్ కొలెస్ట్రాల్ అండ్ ఆల్ బట్ సమ్హౌ వీ డూ నాట్ నో వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు దెమ్ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు చాంట్ ద వేదాస్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ ఆల్ ది ఘీ విల్ గెట్ డైజెస్టెడ్ బికాస్ దట్ ఈస్ యూస్డ్ అప్ బై వాట్ బై ది వాక్ ఇంద్రియం సో వాక్ ఈస్ ద ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆయిల్ అండ్ ఘీ వాట్ ఇస్ ద కన్క్లూషన్ దర్ ఫోర్ దట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక లెటస్ రీడ్ అన్నమయగుం హి సోమ్య మనః ఆపోమయ ప్రాణ తేజోమయీ వాగితి భూయ ఏవ మా భగవాన్ విజ్ఞాపయత్తి తథా సోమ్యేతి హోవాచ ఇతి పంచమ ఖండ సో నౌ వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద కాంటెస్ట్ ఉద్దాలక ఈజ్ టీచింగ్ హిస్ సన్ శ్వేతకేతు సో దర్ఫోర్ ఉద్దాలక అడ్రస్సెస్ ఓ సోమ్య శ్వేతకేతు మనః అన్నమయం హియర్ అన్నమయం డస్ నాట్ మీన్ అన్నమయ కోశ ఇట్ మీన్స్ అన్న కార్యం సో ద మైండ్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఎ ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది పృథివీతత్వం ప్రాణ ఈస్ ది ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ జలతత్వం అండ్ వాక్ ఈస్ ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ తేజ అగ్నితత్వం ఇన్ షార్ట్ ది ఎంటైర్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం ఈస్ భౌతికం ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు నో whether mind comes under matter principle or consciousness principle. With respect to the physical body, we can know it is matter very clearly because we can see a dead body rotting. We know its body does not have of its own this thing. So in the case of the body, it is easier to recognize it is bhautikam, it is matter. But when it comes to the mind, it is extremely difficult to recognize and that is why we have a common wrong expression, mind over matter. By using this expression, we are assuming the mind is different from matter. That is why the Buddhists, even though they were very intelligent people, they understood the body is anatma. But when they came to the mind, they concluded, deham, pranam, apindriyan, apichalam, బుద్ధిం చ శూన్యం విదుహు ఇన్ దక్షిణామూర్తి సూత్రం విస దే రాంగ్లీ కన్క్లూడెడ్ దట్ ద మైండ్ ఇస్ ఆత్మ సో ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు నో అండ్ మైండ్ క్యాన్ నెవర్ బీ సెపరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అట్లీస్ట్ ఇన్ ద కేస్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ వీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ కాన్షియస్ బాడీ అండ్ వీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అన్ ఇన్నర్ బాడీ ఆల్సో దస్ వీ నో కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇస్ అన్ ఇన్సిడెంటల్ ప్రాపర్టీ But in the case of the mind, we have no way of knowing whether the mind has got borrowed consciousness or intrinsic consciousness. Why it is difficult to know? Because mind is always conscious. It is never separated from consciousness. Hence, it is difficult to comprehend. And so this portion is very, very important. The Upanishad very clearly says, mind is also matter only. It is eternally conscious, but it has got an eternally borrowed consciousness. That is what we should understand clearly. It is eternally conscious, correct, but it has got an eternally borrowed consciousness. And so Shankaracharya quotes this line very often. What is the line he quotes? Annamaya he somya manaha. Mind is the product of food. Therefore, it is a material principle only. Similarly, apomayaha pranaha. Prana is also material principle only. We have the same confusion with respect to prana also. Because our experience is what? When the prana is in the body is conscious. And when prana leaves the body becomes a dead body. So what will be our conclusion? by Anvaya Vitireka method, it appears as though prana is the source of consciousness. Because if prana is there, then body is conscious. If prana is not there, prana goes out, body becomes inert. So prana seems to be the source of consciousness. Here the Upanishad very clearly says, even prana is not the source of consciousness. Prana itself borrows consciousness from what? From Chaitanyam or Atma. Then by itself, what is pranaha? Apomaya pranaha. That is why in the Katopanishad mantra, Yamadharmaraja, he says, na pranena na apanena martyo jivati kashchana. Yama says very clearly, prana does not give life to the body. Then what gives life? Itarena tu jivanti yasmin neta vyapashatav. Something else is doing that, called Atma. That alone gives life. Then what is the glory of prana? It borrows life from Atma and lends it to the body. Really speaking, pranaha is what? Is jadaha. It is jada tattvam, inert principle. Then what is the pramanam for that? It is apomaya pranaha. Similarly, tejomayi vak iti. The vak indriyam is a product. Here, in all the three, the suffix mayaha, it conveys the meaning of a product, a karyam. Vak mayi and not vak maya. Because it is feminine gender, we should be careful. Therefore, mayi. Whereas pranaha is masculine gender, therefore mayaha. So there are three genders. Manaha is neutral gender, so for mayam, mayaha, so and mayi. And after hearing all these things, what was the response of Swetaketu? Father tells all that. He says, I am able to understand very well, but I want further clarification. I have not understood it totally. I want more clarity. So he says, Bhagavan, Bhuya Eva Maam Vijnapayatu Iti. So may you, my lordship, he addresses his father, Bhagavan. He addresses as Bhagavan, not as daddy or mummy or any of those. He says, may your lordship teach me a little bit more. And what did the father do? Father says, Tata somya itiha uvacha. I will teach you some more. So with this, the fifth section is completed. Now we will enter into the sixth section. Shastakandaha. Dadna somyam matyamanasyam yonimasaham urdvasamudishati tat sarpir bhavati. Here the teacher Uddalaka, he feels that Swetaketu is able to understand the relationship between what? The food and physical body. Because they are more directly connected, the food that we consume and the physical body. But the difficulty is what? In understanding the connection between what we consume and our sukshma shariram, namely the inner personality. Even the scientists till today were only talking about the connection between food and the physical body only. But now only they are understanding more and more that even emotional conditions, moods of a person, they are also influenced by chemicals. When people have varieties of mental problems, what do they talk about? They talk about the imbalance in body chemistry. For example, they say, if sodium level falls, one will keep on blabbering. Otherwise, who was sensible anyway? They go on studying, doing investigation, and they say, salt is less. Sodium is a little bit less. Or lithium, or potassium, something like that. Also, the beauty is what? The amount is so minute, not in even in grams or kilograms. It is like 0.01, 0.05 milligrams. And we hear about what? The HRT. HRT is what? Hormone replacement therapy. What is hormone? Nothing but chemicals anyway. So an imbalance in hormone can create mood swings. It can cause depressions, emotional upswings. That it is clear that between the gross chemicals and our subtle body, like emotion, moods, etc., there is a connection. Therefore, prarabdha not only can affect the body, it can affect the mind also. So, to enjoy self-knowledge, we require the support of prarabdha. Because both our body and mind should be in reasonably good condition. And when we say, what we say is what? Connection between food and sukshma shariram is not that evident. Therefore, Uddalaka gives an example to show the connection between this sukshma shariram and the food. Previously, you know, the previous section talked about what? The connection between food and both sthula shariram and sukshma shariram, whereas this section is focusing on the food and sukshma shariram more to show the connection further. And what is the example the teacher gives? He says, "Hey Somya, O pleasing student, dadnaha matyamanasya." Dadnaha means the curd, the yogurt. When it is churned, yaha anima, the subtlest and most significant part of the yogurt, what happens to it? It comes upwards. Saha urdvaha samudishati, in the form of butter, that clarified butter is sarpihi. So it is used in the form of ajyam, gritham, all those things melted, the clarified butter is sarpi. So the melted one is called ajyam and the solidified one is called is gritham after melting. So all these valuable things, they come out of what? From the yogurt, dadi. We cannot see it in the yogurt, but by processing it comes out. And when you taste the butter or ghee, it is so beautiful, you do not see the connection between the yogurt and the ghee that you taste. There is no connection at all. The yogurt's own taste is not carried forward. It has got a unique and wonderful taste that you will not even believe that it has come from the yogurt. Similarly, the connection between the food and our sukshma shariram is not very clear at all. It requires what? A churning process. As we do the matanam, another churning process is required. And in case of the curd, yogurt, the churning process is outside. Whereas here, the churning process is inside. Therefore, tat satpihi bhavati. In the same way, what happens? This is the example, drishtantaha. And now he comes to the subject matter. In the next mantra, we will read.
Eva meva khalu somyam annasya ashyamanasya yoni masaha urdvasamudishati tanmano bhavati.
Here, somya annasya, that mya should be long. So, somya plus annasya. Due to Sandhi rules, it becomes Somyan Nasya. So, hey Somyan, O dear student, Evam Khalu. Exactly like the churning process of the yogurt, the moment the food is consumed, the stomach is like the pot actually. That is why there is a cow, the yogurt produced by the cow, that is in that pot which is held. Here also the pot belly holding the food. So a lot of chemical processing takes place. All those things the Lord has not given in our hand. That department he kept it for himself. So, wherever all complications are, you know, likely to come, there the Lord is holding that department. So, once food goes inside, goes into the stomach, the churning takes place and the enzymes are produced. They say, even when you look at the food, some of the enzymes are produced in the mouth. We say mouth watering. What a remarkable process it is. You are only observing it and the message goes to the mind. And the mind gives the message to the mouth and the enzymes are created. We have not even touched the food. Sometimes we do not even see the food. The food is made in some nearby house perhaps and the bhaji smell is coming, but water comes automatically in our mouth. What a fantastic system. So even an invisible bhaji or bonda or any of them, whatever it might be, is capable of producing enzymes in the mouth. And once it goes into the mouth, some more enzymes come. So in the stomach, some more enzymes come. and powerful churning takes place inside the stomach. And what is the butter part? Mind is the most precious part created out of the food. Yonima sa urdvaha samudishati tan mano bhavati. And just as the butter comes upwards when you churn the yogurt, manaha also, where is the manaha? Compared to stomach, mind is upwards. Thus one portion joins with the mind. Whether you take the location of mind as the hridayam, according to Shastra, mind is located in the hridayam, the heart. Or you may take it as located in the brain. Whether heart or brain, compared to stomach, urdvaha, it is upwards. Therefore, you have to imagine that as even you are eating food and churning, mind is being catered to. Yaha anima, the subtlest power of the food. Saha urdvaha samudishati. It goes upwards, as it were. And it nourishes what? Tat manaha bhavati. Here the word bhavati should be translated as it nourishes the mind. You should not say it produces the mind. It nourishes the mind. Why? Suppose I say the consumed food produces mind. Then what it will mean? Before consumption, I did not have mind. So it does not produce mind. It only caters to the mind, nourishes the mind. So Shankaracharya, he observes these minute points also. And in his commentary, he says, manaha upachayati. It nourishes the mind. But mind, we already have, it brought forward from previous janma, we should know. Because Sukshma Shariram doesn't die, it is brought from the previous janma with all the vasanas and all inside that. So food caters to Sukshma Shariram, then he extends to other two types of food also.
Apagum somya piyamananam yonima saha urdvaha samudishati sa prano bhavati tejasaha somyam asyamanasyam yonima saha urdvaha samudishati sa vag bhavati.
So the second mantra, it talks about the prithivi tattvam, and the third mantra talked about the jala tattvam. Jalam is consumed after eating. In the stomach, the churning process takes place, and out of water, the subtle prana is generated. And that prana shakti is used to nourish our prana. That is why they say, drink lot of water. Water drinking is supposed to be extremely good. There are people who get up in the morning and drink glasses and liters of water also. Very difficult. But some people, they practice that. Water of life. Water is considered to be pranaha. And therefore, that pranaha samudishati. It collects upwards. It gets collected upwards. Similarly, in the fourth mantra that we just read, tejasaha somyas manasyam. Somyaha asyamanasyam. That's what we just said. Tejaham, the fire principle. So, and in this context, it refers to oil and ghee as we mentioned earlier. When that is consumed, yonima sa urdvaha, anima, the subtler part, urdvaha samudishati. It gets collected at the top. Sa vag bhavati, that becomes vak. So, vak is also upwards from the stomach compared to mouth is upwards. That shakti must come and nourish our vag indriyam. That means what? The conclusion is the same. So, annamaya is somya manaha. That we will read the next one.
Annamaya gumhi somya manaha, apomaya pranaha, tejomayi vagiti, puyaye vama bhagavan, vijnapayat piti, tata somyeti ho vacha, iti shashtak khandaha.
So this mantra is the repetition of the last mantra of the previous section, section 5. So that is 654, and what has been said there, the same thing he says here also. The conclusion is the same. What is the conclusion? Manaha, pranaha and vag are respectively the products of prithvi tattvam, jala tattvam and agni tattvam.
Therefore, Sukshma Shariram is Bhautikam, Bhutakaryam. Therefore, what? Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. And from this, we have to go to its Karana. From that, we have to go to its Karana. So, we have to ultimately go to finally what? To Brahman. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithyam, that should be derived. Swetaketu happily listens to that, but he is still not satisfied. Therefore, he says, Bhuya eva ma bhagavan vijnapayatu. May your lordship, hey guru, may you teach once again. And Uddalaka again as a very compassionate father and teacher says, tatastu, I will teach, and continues in the next mantra. Saptama khandaha. Let us go to the next section, seventh section. Shodasa kalasomya purushaha. Panchadasha ahani mashihi kamam apapibham apomaya pranaham napibato vichetsyata iti. In all these three sections 5, 6 and 7, the Upanishad wants to convey the main idea that the Sukshma Shariram is a product of the three elements only. That is conveyed in the statement, a very often quoted statement, and here itself repeated several times. Therefore, it is worth remembering. What is that? Annamayahi somya, manaha, apomayaha, pranaha, tejomayi, vak. So, the annamayam manaha means the prithivi tattvam contributes to the mind. Apomayaha pranaha means the jala tattvam contributes to prana. And Tejomayi Vak means the Agni Tattvam contributes to Vak. And this is the message of all the three sections. And the seventh section also is conveying the same idea through an experiment. An experiment is conducted. In this message also, the teacher is concentrating on the first part of the message. What is that? Food, contributing to the mind. Therefore, mind is a product of food or annam. So, the faculties of mind will increase with nutritious food and decrease when food is not consumed or food is withdrawn. The annam manaha karana karya sambandha. Annam and manaha karana karya sambandham is talked about. So here also, the Upanishads focused on this idea because there are a lot of confusions regarding the nature of mind. Modern science does not even accept the existence of mind separate from the brain. And a mind which will survive death of the body and carry it forward to next janma, modern science doesn't accept any of those. Such a mind is not accepted by modern science. Modern science thinks what? Psychology is a pseudoscience. They do not accept psychology as a science at all fully. Why? Psychology is studying the mind. When the existence of the mind itself is not proved, where is the question of psychology? It accepts neurology. Science accepts neurology. Since neurons are scientifically proved, but not psychology. So, you know, we should understand the difference. What I want to say is what? There are a lot of confusion with regard to the mind. And where are the confusion? In the mind, one confusion is what? Modern science does not accept the mind. And if you go to Buddhism, those philosophers consider the mind itself as the Chetana Atma. As a scientist, you know, as a sentient entity, Atma. Not only sentient, but that is the very Atma itself. Deham pranam apindriyan chapichalam buddhim cham shunyam viduhu. And that is why they use the expression mind and matter. That means what? They look upon the mind as something different from matter. It's a confusion number two of Buddhists. And there is a third confusion regarding the mind. Atma is somewhere. Okay, where there are confusion regarding mind, what to talk about Atma? So Atma is completely removed. That's what that is the kind of appreciation. So the Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophers, what do? they consider mind as an atomic substance. Mind is an atomic substance and is eternal. It's an inert, eternal atomic substance. That is what they say. So all these people, they are considered Vaidikas also. They believe in Vedas. They are still confused. So the Upanishad makes it very clear the nature of mind. Number one, it is not sentient. It is inert. It is insentient. By that, Buddhism is negated. Number two, the Upanishad makes it clear, mind is a product. Therefore, it is not eternal. So the Nayayikas are also negated. So here the teacher wants to convey the nature of the mind through an experiment. So what are the ideas conveyed here? Mind is a product of matter, therefore it is insentient, it is inert, it is jadavastu. And two, mind is subject to expansion and contraction in terms of its faculty. Therefore, it is subject to birth and death. So it is inert, it is impermanent, and so it cannot be Atma. So these are the ideas to be conveyed through the experiment. So the experiment is done by the Guru Uddalaka, on whom? Upon the Sishya Swetaketu. He addresses the Sishya, He Somya Swetaketu, Purushaha Shodashakalaha. Purushaha here means the individual human being, not Atma here. Even though in some places it is meant for Atma, the term Purushaha, here it is the individual human being. So Purushaha has got Shodasakala, 16 components, Shodasa, 16. He has got 16 components with different faculties and skills. Therefore, the mental energy is subdivided into 16 components. We have got 16 units of mental energy. All are 16. Mental energy is 16 units. And therefore, what should you do to find out what nourishes these 16 units of mental energy? What one should do? One should do the actually for... So he tells them to experiment this. He says, for 15 days, please do not take any food. He tells his son Swetaketu, for 15 days, do not take any food. What an experiment. For 15 days, may you not take food, may you starve. Therefore, he says, Pancha Dashahani. In 15 days, Mashihi. Ma Ashihi. Mashihi means not Masa and all. Ma Ashihi. Do not eat. But one concession he has given him. I will give you one concession. What it is? Kam apakamam apaha pibha. Kamam means as much as you like. It is actually, kamam is an indeclinable word. Here means yateshtam, as much as you like. So yateshtam apaha pibha. Drink water as much as you want. So you cannot take any food, but you can drink as much water as you want at will. So what is the advantage? Apomaya pranaha. Since water alone sustains prana, you will not have danger to your life. He will not die because pranaha is sustained by water. Therefore, the teacher says, Apomaya pranaha na vichetsyate. Your prana, which is nourished by the water, na vichetsyate, will not perish. It will not die. So you will be alive. Therefore, the experiment is safe enough. It is not a life-threatening experiment because you can drink water, so na pibadaha vichetsyate. Pibadaha for a person who is drinking water, prana or life is not threatened. But when you stop eating food, what will happen? Food is the nourisher of what? Of the mind. Annamayahi somya manaha. We saw that. Since the food is the nourisher of the mind, when you stop eating food, what happens? The faculties of the mind will become lesser and lesser. Totally, how many units of mental energy they are there? 16 units. And every day of fasting, one unit of energy will go away. So 1/16th in the first day, 2/16th, second day, and all that. And when 15 days is gone, how much mental energy will be gone? 15/16, mental energy will be gone, 15 out of 16. Then what will be left out? 1/16th only. 1/16th of the mental skill will be still sticking there. 15 units would be lost because 15 days of fasting. And Guru has gone away, leaving the student to fast. Guru did not fast, of course. He was taking his food normally. So after 15 days of fasting, the boy comes back. Then what happens? Saha panchadasha ahani nasham atahainam upasasadham kim bravimi bhoyiti richa somyayajugumshi samani tisaho vacham navaima pratibhanti bhoyiti. Saha panchadashahani nashata. Saha means that obedient Swetaketu, that student. Panchadashahani for 15 days. These are all Dvitiya Bhakti. So panchadasha is a separate word. Ahani, Dvitiya, Bahuvachanam. So we don't have to go through grammar. So ahan shabdaha it is. So ahani, the days, nasha, na plus asha. It should be nasha, it's not destruction or anything. Na plus asha. It should be split that way. Na plus asha means he did not eat. Ashdatu. So there is a thing. So asha is actually a verbal form. He did not consume food for all those 15 days. Then what did he do? Atha khainam upasasadayam. After 15 days, he approached the teacher. But conveying what? I have fulfilled, I have obeyed your commandment of not taking food for 15 days. Upasasada. He approached. Khainam is uddalakam gurum pitaram. And he asked the question to his father, kim bravimi bo iti. O father, what should I chant now? Because he has gone to the class. All these did not happen in the kitchen. He has gone to the class, back to the class. And what did the father say? O son, chant all the Vedas. Richaha, richaha, yajuhu, samani, iti saha uvacha. Chant the Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, all of them. Iti. Thus the father commanded the son Swetaketu. What did the son do? Saha uvacha. The son looked, into his mind. He tapped his brain and found that all of them got erased. Therefore, saha uvacha, he replied, O father, na yaj ma pradibhanti bhoyiti. Na vai. Na ma pradibhanti bhoyiti. Nothing. No Vedas come to my mind. Everything is forgotten. Remember, in those days, the Vedas are repeated thousands of times and are very deeply registered in the mind. In spite of that, he is not able to recollect. Why? Annamayam hi somya manaha. Karananashem karyanashaha. When annam was withdrawn, mind also behaves very feebly. He had only 1/16th of the mind. That means what? One more day had if he had fasted, mind would have been permanently lost. But now there is little bit still hanging. So some memory is still there. Navai ma. Ma means for me. So na pratibhanti. Do not strike my mind at all. And what did the father do? Again, this anvaya vetireka logic is called for here. So anvaya vetireka means what? In whose presence something is existent and in whose absence something becomes absent. So that becomes the cause of that. For example, if sugar is added, sweetness comes. Sugar is not added, sweetness is absent. So sugar evam sweet nashaya karanam. So in the same way, first we have seen what the vetireka argument was. What was that? Anna abhave medha shakti abhavaha. In the absence of annam, food, medha shakti is absent. The grahana dharana shakti is absent. This is called what? Vetireka logic. And hereafter, the father is going to introduce anvaya logic. What is anvaya logic here? He will ask the boy to eat well. As he eats, he gets back one faculty and he will remember everything. That we will see in the next mantra. Tagumho vacham yata somya mahataha abhyahitasya ekaha angaraha kadyotamatraha parishishtasyat tena tatopi na bahudahet
ఏవగుం సోమ్యథే షోడశానాం కళానాం ఏకా కళా అతిశిష్టా స్యాత్ తయా ఏతర్హి వేదాన్ న అనుభవతి అశాన్ అథ మే విజ్ఞాస్యసీతి. సో తగుం హోవాచ ద ఫాదర్ అడ్రస్డ్ ది సన్ తమ్ తమ్ మీన్స్ శ్వేతకేతుం ఉవాచ అండ్ వాట్ ఈ సేస్ యత సోమ్య మహతోభ్యహితస్య. He gives an example. Imagine there is a huge conflagration of fire and also the heat and light it radiates all over because it has been fed or nourished by a lot of fuel, such a big fire. And imagine you withdraw the fuel, that is you do not add further any more fuel. What happens to the fire? It becomes smaller and smaller and smaller and finally ది ఏకహా అంగారహ ఏకో అంగారహ మీన్స్ ఏకహ అంగారహ దర్ బి ఓన్లీ వన్ స్మాల్ ఆంబర్ ఆఫ్ ఫైర్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ మహతః అభ్యాహితస్య అభ్యాహిత మీన్స్ వెల్ కిండిల్డ్ ఫైర్ దర్ ఫోర్ మహతః మహత్ అభ్యాహితం రెఫర్స్ టు హ్యూజ్ ఫైర్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ విత్డ్రావల్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యూవల్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఏక అంగారహ అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద సైజ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫైర్ నౌ కద్యోత మాత్ర కద్యోత మీన్స్ ఎ ఫైర్ ఫ్లై యునో విచ్ విల్ బీ యూనో వీ కెన్ సీ ది లైట్ ఎమిటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ ఇన్ డార్క్నెస్. సో వై హీ టేక్స్ ద ఫైర్ ఫ్లై ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ స్మాల్, ఇట్ ఈస్ బ్రైట్ ఆల్సో, బట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద ఇంటెన్సిటీ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ బ్రైట్నెస్? ద బ్రైట్నెస్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ మచ్ ఇంటెన్స్ టు రివీల్ ఇట్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. The brightness cannot illumine the things around because it has no radiating light, because it's a very, very small light. In the same way, the memory power was also so vast before that it could remember all the four Vedas. Now it has become kadyota matraha, so small that it cannot remember anything. It can reveal only what? Its existence. I am here, that alone it can. It cannot register or remember anything else. Therefore, the mind is compared to the fire. And so he says, Mahato bhya abhyahitasya. Both are shatti. So anyway, so Agnehe is understood of the fire. So ekaha angaraha kadyoda matraha parishishtaha syat. Parishishtaha. Remaining at the end, when fuel was withdrawn. So when the fuel was withdrawn, only that much portion of fire was there. And because of that limited life, tena tatopi na bahudahet. With the help of that light, it cannot illumine anything more than itself. It cannot illumine or reveal more than itself. And also it cannot burn other material also. That dot of flame cannot burn anything. On the other hand, it will get put out because it is so small and very flimsy. That's all. Therefore, it cannot illumine more. It cannot burn more than itself. So up to this is the example. Eva somya te. Exactly as in this example, before the experiment you were like a fire. So much bright. In fact, there is an idiom also in Sanskrit. Agnir Manavataha, it's called. It means what? The fiery student. So much memory power he had. So that's why Vacho Devata Vannihi. And what happened to all that? Shodashanam Kalanam. Of the 16 units of Medha Shakti, 15 have been lost because of fasting. And what is left out? Eka kalati shishta syat. One unit alone is remaining. Therefore, you remember what? My father has given me an experiment. That much alone you remember. What is the proof? He came to the father again. That alone he remembered. But he could not remember all the Vedas. Even though he studied them very nicely before, he could recite all the Vedas by heart. Therefore, the Guru says,
since you only have 1/16th of your memory, and with this limited memory power, you are not able to remember. Tayai tarhi na anubhavati. With limited medha shakti, the grahana dharana shakti, you don't remember. And the father said, you need not worry for that. That is the beauty of that. You do not worry because memory power is not lost. It is still in potential form. It is not completely lost. And if you feed the mind, this is the anvaya logic. If you feed the mind, when you feed the mind, you will get back all your medha shakti, whatever you have lost. Therefore, father tells him, Ashana, you now take food. All these words, you know, should be properly split. So, this is trayi tarhim vedan na anubhavati ashana. May you eat food now and athame, after implementing my commandment. Here, may means what? May means, it is again, may vachanam srutva. After listening to my orders, after listening to my instructions and implementing them, then vijnyasisi, you will find, you will get back all your memory. And what did the son do? He had been again starving for 15 days. He was waiting for that commandment only, go and eat. So he must have rushed to the kitchen, calling his mother, Amma, he must have called so that he could take food. And after taking food, he should have consumed food. And after that, what did he do? That we will see maybe in the next webinar. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya yaparasa maheshwaraha. Shri Krishna arpanamastu Narayana.